Hey everybody, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to the 9th edition of my 2016 MIF audio reviews. For this one, I will be reviewing director Ira Sack's latest film, the coming-of-age drama Little Men, and as well as the drama thriller Frank and Lola. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is Little Men, and the plot summary for this one, in which I'll be reading once again from the 2016 MIF program guide, is as follows. Young Jake and Tony are thrown together by circumstances. Jake's parents inherit the building Tony's mother rents in, and they form a friendship that transcends their backgrounds. But after Jake's parents threaten to evict Tony's mum if she doesn't pay increased rent, the boys' bond is challenged by forces beyond their understanding. Now, I actually, I'm very new to Ira Sachs as a filmmaker, but the very first film of his that I've seen was Love is Strange, which funnily enough, was actually a film I saw at MIF back in 2014, and I thought that it was a terrific film, and definitely one of the highlights of that year for me. And so I didn't even realize he actually had a new film coming out until I was just going through the MIF guide and I just saw Little Men there in the program. So I figured, yeah, why not? I mean, I really enjoyed Love is Strange and the plot to Little Men sounds really intriguing. And I enjoy a good coming of age story. So I'll check it out. And I will say this, now having seen it, I don't think it's as good as Love is Strange, but Little Men is still a really good film that I found quite engaging and extremely well acted. I think that's one of the things that I really loved most about the film was the performances from the cast. Greg Kinnear, Jennifer Earle, Paulina Garcia, they're terrific in their roles and they bring such a sort of believability to their characters. But to me, the sort of the standouts, of course, are the two young actors who play Jake and Tony, who are Theo Talpitz and Michael Barbary. They're both amazing, particularly Michael Barbary, who kind of just steals every scene he's in. But they're both great and you can really believe their friendship together, and to me it's their friendship that is the key element of the film that I found quite compelling. But of course with the sort of their friendship is challenged with the unfortunate circumstances that they're in between their parents. So in that regard, I found the film quite engaging. I will say this though, compared to sort of Love is Strange, this one is definitely, like, even though Love is Strange was a pretty low-key film, but this one in particular is very low-key in terms of how it's sort of written and directed. But that being said, it does have a sort of a more authentic feel to it than Love is Strange. Because Love is Strange was kind of, even though it was an indie film, it definitely had a bit more of a sort of a mainstream appeal about it. But this one though is definitely very much more smaller scale in comparison in terms of how it approaches its story. But I found the film quite effective for that. But I kind of wish at the same time that Ira Sachs actually did more with it though. Like I kind of feel like there are some elements with the story and with some of the characters I would have liked to have seen explored more. But for what it is, I think it's still a pretty good film. I quite enjoyed it. And to me, it really is the performances in particular that I found quite compelling about the film. And it's definitely worth seeing the film just to check it out as well. But it's pretty well written and well directed as well. So yeah, it's definitely a film that I would definitely recommend everyone to check out. And it's a pretty solid coming of age story, if I say so myself. So if I had to give Little Men a rating, I give it a solid 3.5. Now on to the next film, which of course is the drama thriller Frank and Lola, which stars Michael Shannon and Imogen Poots. And the plot summary for this one is, when Frank, Michael Shannon, a chef, falls in love with Lola, they're not so different from any other new couple. Passionate, intense, sex-fueled. But when a troubling figure from Lola's past reappears, Frank decides to take matters into his own hands. Now, one of the main, like a couple of the films that I've been seeing at the festival this year, one of the main draws of why I wanted to see Frank and Lola was, of course, the cast. Like, and to me, I'm a big fan of both Michael Shannon and Imogen Poots. I think they're both great actors. And I really, and sort of the them being in a film together and being the main focus was what really intrigued me about the film. And also the plot itself was really interesting. And so that was one of the main draws for me to check Frank and Lola out. And having seen the film, I'm kind of a bit mixed on this one. Like, I think it's a really well-made film. Like, and I love the fact that it kind of it kind of feels like a bunch of different genres in this film. Like, it's a romance, it's a drama, it's a thriller. It even has kind of noir aspects to it, and it's quite riveting as well. And the performances from across the board are all really strong, particularly Michael Shannon and Imogen Poots, who both do really good work, particularly Shannon, who is kind of given the more sort of focused role, and it's well directed. But somehow, though, the film never really quite 100% clicked with me. And I've been struggling trying to figure out why that is since I've seen it. And I guess it's just because there were some aspects of the story that kind of rubbed me the wrong way in terms of how it explored, like, relationships and sexuality and dealing with the past and all that. Like, just certain aspects about it that didn't quite... I don't know, it just didn't quite work with me for some reason. But I do give the film credit, though. Like, you kind of expect this film to go one way, but it kind of goes in different directions, or it sort of takes more of a sort of thought-provoking approach when it comes to some of the questions that the film explores, and which I admire the film about. And actually, in a lot of ways, it kind of reminded me of one of my favorite films at the festival this year, The Salesman, in terms of that regard, having this kind of, almost kind of revenge kind of plot, but doing so much more with it. I don't think Frank and Lolly is definitely not on the same level as The Salesman, or at least in a way that's kind of satisfying to me as a viewer. But yeah, I kind of feel like it's really the script, which is, the film was written and directed by Matthew Ross, not the same guy who made Captain Fantastic. That's a different Matthew Ross, Matt Ross, I should say. So this film, I give him a lot of credit, because, like, I think it's a pretty well-made film. Like I said, it's got strong performances, it has some really interesting and thought-provoking ideas that it explores, and I did find it rather engaging. But I don't know, I kind of feel like the script lacked in a lot of areas, and, like I said, some aspects I found a bit troubling as well, in terms of how it explores its themes and its characters. But at the same time, it is an interesting film, and I say it's worth checking out. I mean, it's not perfect, but, and it is kind of a mixed bag, mainly from a story and screenplay standpoint, but I think it's a decent enough drama thriller. And but to me, it's really the sort of the direction and of course the performances, especially from Shannon and Poots, what make the film for me. And also, this film also includes probably one of my favorite shots, one of my favorite final shots of any film I've seen at the festival this year. So I give the film credit for that. So yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, Frank and Lola, a decent film, but I kind of wish it could have been a little bit stronger in some areas to have made it a better film. So overall, if I had to give Frank and Lola a rating, I give it a solid 3. Like I said, it's a solid film, but it could have been better. So, yeah, there you go. That's the end of this 9th edition of my 2016 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout very soon for my 10th edition, in which I'll be reviewing Werner Herzog's new documentary, Lo and Behold, Reveries of the Connected World, and Pedro Almodóvar's latest film, Julieta. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.